Welcome to the Sermon Podcast from St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri. Here are this week's scripture readings and the sermon.
A reading from Isaiah. Oh, that you would tear open the heavens and come down so that the mountains would quake at your presence, as when fire kindles brushwood and the fire causes water to boil. Make your name known to your adversaries so that the nations might tremble at your presence. When you did awesome deeds that we did not expect, you came down. The mountains quaked at your presence. From ages past, no one has heard, no ear has perceived, no eye has seen any God beside you, who works for those who wait for him. You meet those who gladly do right, those who remember you in your ways. But you were angry, and we sinned. Because you hid yourself, we transgressed. We have all become like one who is unclean, and all our righteous deeds are like filthy cloth. We all fade like a leaf, and our iniquities like the wind take us away. There is no one who calls on your name or attempts to take hold of you, for you have hidden your face from us and have delivered us into the hand of our iniquity. Yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you are our potter. We are all the work of your hand. Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people. The Word of God, Word of Life. Second reading, we now read this psalm responsively, Psalm 80. Hear, O Shepherd of Israel, leading Joseph like a flock, shine forth that you are enthroned upon the cherubim. Restore us, O God, let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
O Lord God of hosts, how long will your anger fume and your people pray?
You have fed them with the bread of tears. You have given them bowls of tears to drink.
You have made us the vision of our neighbors and our enemies.
Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
Put your hand upon the one at your right hand,
the one you have made so strong for yourself.
And so will we never turn away from you. Give us life that we may call upon your name.
Restore us, O God of hosts, let your face shine upon us, and we shall be saved.
A reading from 1 Corinthians. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I give thanks to my God always for you, because of the grace of God that has been given you in Jesus Christ, for in every way you have been enriched in him, in speech and knowledge of every kind. Just as the testimony of Christ has been strengthened among you, so that you are not lacking in any spiritual gift as you wait for the revealing of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said, in those days, after that suffering, the sun will be darkened and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers in the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory. Then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. From the fig tree learn its lesson. As soon as its branch becomes tender and puts forth its leaves, you know that summer is near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that he is near, at the very gates. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. But about that day or hour, no one knows, neither the angels in heaven nor the Son, but only the Father. Beware, keep alert, For you will not know when the time, do not know when the time will come. It is like a man going on a journey when he leaves home and puts his slaves in charge, each with his work, and commands the doorkeeper to be on the watch. Therefore, keep awake, for you do not know when the master of the house will come, in the evening, at midnight, or at cockcrow, or at dawn. Or else he may find you asleep when he comes suddenly. And what I say to you, I say to all, keep awake. The Gospel of the Lord. So here we are again. The first Sunday of Advent represents the beginning of a new year in the church. Within the readings, the new year shifts the focus to reading mostly from the Gospel according to Mark. Festival days throughout the year, church year, often draw from John's Gospel, and the Gospel according to Mark does not have any kind of birth story for Jesus. That kind of sets some challenges up for us. Mark starts with John the Baptizer and Jesus out by the Jordan River. It starts with the story with saying the beginning of the good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, there's a lot to unpack in that sentence, but we'll leave that for another Sunday, for we didn't hear it in the reading. Calling this season Advent reminds the church that we love churchy language. As a word, Advent connotes the arrival of a notable person or thing or event. Within Christian theology, the Advent season focuses on the coming of Christ. For many people, the anticipation focuses on Christmas. However, that celebration of Christ coming in history is not all. Certainly, celebrating Christ's birth, life, death, and resurrection requires preparation. However, perhaps this Advent, the church may well attend to other ways to anticipate Christ coming. Christian theology focuses the Advent season heavily on anticipation of that day when Christ comes at the end of time to make all things new, to fulfill restoration and reconciliation, to accomplish liberation promised throughout all of Scripture and made manifest for all people, indeed all creation. Certainly, some traditions focus very heavily on this hope that is grounded in the second coming of Christ that they understand to be absolutely imminent. Of course, every week throughout the year, the church gathers to celebrate another kind of Advent anticipation. The faithful gather each week in anticipation that Christ abides in and among each one in worship, in proclaiming Scripture and good news, in the sacraments of holy baptism and holy communion. We expect to recognize Christ in the gathered community and in those we encounter in daily life. For these 4 weeks of Advent, the church holds fast to so many wonder-filled expectations. Throughout the coming year, well, really every church year, almost every service will feature a reading from the Old Testament. The bulk of those Old Testament readings includes excerpts from prophetic writings found in the Hebrew Scriptures. These readings have particular importance to Christians who read through the lens of the story of Jesus the Messiah. as I have prepared for this Advent, when so many questions linger about God's presence and activity with and among humanity, I wondered how focusing on those Old Testament readings could frame this church's anticipation of the coming of Christ in the future, in the present, and in the celebration of his historic arrival as a baby in Bethlehem. Now, as I prepared for that, I became newly aware of a document published by the ELCA in 2022. Now, the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America has a consultative panel on Lutheran-Jewish relations, and they prepared this document that carries the title Preaching and Teaching with Love and Respect for the Jewish People. And in it, it references a commitment that this church has made to the Jewish people. In part, what it says is, moreover, we express our urgent desire to live out our faith in Jesus Christ with love and respect for Jewish people. This document is available for any to look at on the ELCA website. I commend it to you. So today the church hears from the later part, almost the last part of Isaiah's proclamation. It begins with hopeful expectation that the divine would come with powerful presence in creation, open the heavens and come down, shake the mountains with your presence, make yourself known to your adversaries. While these expectations address a community who has experienced exile and captivity, the core hope still lives among humanity today. Indeed, people lift up the question, where is this God who is all-powerful, all-knowing? With all the injustice in this world, why has God not come down to make all things right? To be sure, with manifestations of war and destruction in the Holy Land, the reality of the human condition of conflict come to a particular point. Let us remember that the ELCA denounces the egregious acts of Hamas, acts that have led to unspeakable loss of life and hope. At the same time, the ELCA denounces the indiscriminate retaliation of Israel against Palestinian people, both Christian and Muslim. Isaiah asks the question, what understanding of God do we anticipate? Answers in Isaiah include the expectation of God who comes with outrageous, earth-shaking presence that kindles fire and boils water. Those who oppose God will experience definitive consequence. This God also meets those who await God, who do right. But wait. Humanity experiences God as absent often. Too easily, humanity of all ages, all times, all circumstances can then blame the perceived absence for their own transgression, for their sinful behavior. Humanity experiences its finitude. Isaiah acknowledges this reality, speaking of the experience of failure, of being like dried up leaves blowing in the wind. Lutheran theology speaks about being both righteous or justified and sinful at the same time. 100% sinner, 100% saint or justified. So many want to make it a 50-50 thing. But alas, we aren't half and half. We are 100% and 100%. Too often, the church expects the God to arrive in a very particular way. But God comes in a way that forms humanity through renewed creative acts. The reign of God come down. Jesus lives this reign of God in surprising and frustrating ways that empower humanity to seek and work for justice, for peace, for life and liberation for all people. Isaiah affirms, "You, O Lord, are our Father. We are clay. You are potter. We are the work of your hand." Isaiah petitions on our behalf, "Do not be exceedingly angry, O Lord, and do not remember iniquity forever. Now consider, we are all your people." God shakes the world with a demonstration of love and grace that upends all expectations. May this church work for peace, seek justice, and walk in a way of love, turning the whole world of pain and sorrow, loss and grief upside down, so that all rejoice in the coming of the Lord.
Thank you for listening. You are welcome to join St. Andrew's Lutheran Church in Columbia, Missouri for worship any weekend. More information can be found at saintandrewslutheran.org. That's saintandrewslutheran.org. Have a glorious week.